to say it. Somebody should. Let's talk about two time. Let's talk about bum wine, yeah. You're asking the questions.
Nobody so I'm going to do a little atypical thing here. Do some recording as I just go with some atypical equipment. See what we end up with. Hey, everybody. Just walking out of my apartment, my lovely apartment. So for the past 2 weeks, I think there's been an incident here like every day. You know, somebody, the cops have been here like every day for the past 2 weeks. You just come home, like you start to recognize not the sirens and the lights, but the look of a police light reflecting off of a wall. Because you're like, what's that going on there? Some kind of disco party. Because I'm 100, so I call it a disco party. And then you're like, oh, nope, that's another police thing. Just some fuckhead doing something and some police person doing something. I guess there's like an armed robber here. I was in Poonmaster Flex's apartment. We're just sitting around and we hear someone going like, you know, stop moving. Come out of the bushes, you know, and you hear someone crashing through the bushes in the front of our place, and I guess it was some fuckhead who robbed something and blah blah blah, you know, and just in the neighborhood, just up to no good, started making trouble in the neighborhood, and the cops come and blah 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 blah. So it's an interesting place to live. You know, it was weird though. I was actually more disturbed by the other day. I'm taking my laundry downstairs, right? And this lady is coming up the stairs, and she's wearing like surgical scrubs, and she's like talking on her phone, right? So I'm like, okay, she's got her phone up to her face, she's talking to someone on the phone, and then she starts going like, no, you, hey, like talking to me. And I'm like, oh, me? And she's like, yeah, you know, like I should know that. And I'm like, you can have your fucking phone up to your ear. I didn't assume you were talking to me. Also, I don't know who you are. Also, whatever. And so she's, and here's the thing. The way I'm going to tell this story, it's a one-sided tale because, you know, in my eyes, she had quite a little bit of attitude, right? Like the way she was talking to me, I was like, are we enemies? I know I have some enemies. I just thought I knew who they were. So she starts talking and she's like, where's the manager, the building manager? And I was like, well, the manager of the property doesn't live here. We have like a super who just does, you know, maintenance and stuff like that. And she's like, yeah, where's that person? And I was like, on the bottom floor corner apartment. And she was like, which number? And she said it real pissy. And it really pissed me off. Because already I was getting like, I understand she's pissed off about something, and that's fine, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure that whatever you're pissed off about is not my fault. I don't know what you're pissed off about, but I'm almost positive. And she's like, which number? And I was like, I don't know, there's a sign on the door. And she's like, what does it say? And I was like, I don't know, it says building manager or something. Like, she was talking to me like, what kind of fucking moron doesn't know the apartment number of the superintendent, a door he's gone to one time. And it was like 2 years ago, because I locked myself out of my apartment at like 11 at night. I mean, I would recognize the lady if she was walking around. I would recognize her weird old man boyfriend. But I don't know her apartment number. You know what I mean? I barely memorized my address when we lived at our last place. I don't know the apartment number of somebody else who I don't send mail there. I don't do any of that shit, right? And I was just like, I don't know. It says, like, building manager, building superintendent, or whatever, you know, property manager. I don't know. And she's just like, fine, you know? And she's like, and I was like, it's on the corner. Like, you'll see it. It's the only one with a fucking sign on the door that's not a number. How about that? If you go down and it's 101, I can tell you it's not 101. Because I used to live there, and it's not 210. How about that? Does that help you? Because if that doesn't help you, I'm running out of information. If it's got a 3 in front of it, you're on the wrong fucking floor. Just go. Can't you just go down there and walk around? Like, why do I have to take you there? This is something I fucking hate about apartments, too. It's kind of like, all right, at my work, someone comes in and they're like, where's XYZ? I will probably show them if it's complicated to explain, right? If I'm like, so you got to go behind this wall, take a left, blah, blah, blah. I'll just be like, oh, fuck it. I'll just take you over there. I'll guide you there. But when it's very simple, when I'm like, I'm looking at it right now and so are you, I will tell them where it is, right? Now, when it's my apartment where I live, I don't feel like, I mean, how obligated are you to take someone down to the property manager's apartment? Because I'm like, listen, I got a fucking full basket of laundry here. I'm going up the stairs. I'm like in pajamas and slippers. No, I'm not going to show you around. Like, you're bothering me while I'm doing... I'm clearly in the middle of something. Right? And so then she's saying, oh, well, I was supposed to move in weeks ago. But, you know, I don't have the keys or something like that. It just seems ridiculous. And I was kind of... In my head, I'm already like, well, I wonder why such a sterling individual as yourself, someone with such a personality, has had trouble in any realm, you know? I could just, in my head, I was just picturing this person as someone where I'm like, I bet this person is always wondering why they have such a hard time with things and why everyone's always giving them shit. And I'm like, well, maybe there's a constant in this equation, as we like to say. Maybe there's an individual involved in all of these situations that has something to do with this. So anyway, she goes, I go my separate way and stew about it as I put my laundry in the laundry machine. I just, you know, it's like, I'm not a fucking ambassador for the apartment building. I live there. That's like my home. The hallway is kind of like the sidewalk in front of your house. Like, if someone came to your house and they were on the sidewalk and they're like, where does the head of the HOA live? I mean, is it unreasonable to be like, I don't know. I mean, why would I care? You know, I wouldn't come to someone's house and just knock on the door and be like, and she doesn't belong in the building, obviously, if she doesn't have fucking keys. I wouldn't go to someone's house and be like, what's your plumber's phone number? You don't know it? How do you not know it? Don't you live here? Don't you have a home with plumber? It makes me crazy. It just, I don't know, I hate it. I hate people who are like that. I just hate people who are like pissed at me. It's like I do this a lot at work. Like I deal with a lot of this kind of thing at work. So then to get it in my personal life where it's like someone expects me to have influence and knowledge of something that I couldn't possibly have influence and knowledge of, I'm kind of like, what the hell, man? Why would I know that? And why would you be pissed off at me for not knowing? Like, it was an adult. It wasn't a 17-year-old, right? I'm like, well, you're wearing scrubs, so you're either a nurse of some kind or, like, a vet, which I was like, that seems more likely, right? Veterinarian or something like that. I hoped so, because I was like, well, I hope that when you run out of fucking patience, you just end up killing a dog, not some guy. But anyway, there's more to the story. So Poon Master Flex and I were getting my laundry later, and this lady's down there with the super. Not the super, the super's boyfriend. Because I guess the super wasn't there or something. He was like, well, she'll be here tomorrow, you know, whatever. And this was a Sunday, by the way. So that's another thing. So this guy, you know, is talking to her. And the guy's like, well, she'll be here tomorrow. And this lady's saying how she's been a resident there for a fortnight. And hasn't had keys yet. And I was just like, why is everything about this person making me dislike her? You know? Fortnite? Oh, okay. Look at... All right, well, fucking, we better make sure Shakespeare has her apartment. Why? We wouldn't want too many Fortnites. Boy, it's, you know, how many furlongs wide is this apartment before I move in? I would doff my cap and bite a halfpenny or some shit. Just what the fuck? And then, apparently,
a couple days later, Poon Master Flex did see her, and she was out there. These weird, like, real estate key boxes that are on the stairs at our apartment, and I don't know why exactly, but this person was using one of those boxes, and the super was just kind of bored watching her, and this person was kind of like blah, 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 while the super was watching. I don't understand who this person was. I don't like that she lives in the building where I live now. And this is more disturbing to me than the criminal activity surrounding the building. Probably because it's in the building, and also because I don't like it when there's someone like this where I'm like, I know there's something wrong here. I just can't put my finger on it. Okay? I don't know. I went by this school, like, yesterday, and, holy shit. It was, so there's this school out by, where I work sometimes, and, at the end of the school day, they just clog the entire street with cars coming to pick up the kids. And I found out that, like, how it works is you basically line up in your car, and you have to drive up to the front of the school, and then they release the kid when they see that you're there. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know, they scan some kind of pass or some shit like that. And so the kid doesn't actually leave until you're, like, right there in your car. Which I think is fucking nuts. Because it's like, well, you've got this crazy traffic jam. And I'm like, so I guess parents just come here and they sit in traffic where there would be no traffic. It's not like there's a lot of cars there. It's just they've created traffic because they won't let kids leave until their parents are right there. It's the most bizarre pickup system I've ever seen. Because also it's like, so they can't walk out to the street, like from the school out to the street. That would be impossible. That they're going to get fucking killed. Which is, I mean, it's like you won't let the kid out and go to a car that's like 50 feet away at a time when there are countless parents there. It's the middle of the day. And it's like, how is your kid going to get kidnapped here? I mean, who's going to kidnap your kid? Isn't a kid who's like resisting and whatever going to be noticed by no less than 5 billion parents just sitting out there? But what's really the thing for me is not like, it's not like I have strong feelings about the parents doing this. It's that I look at that and think, like, my God, if that was my life, I would kill myself. Like, I can't fucking imagine having to go 5 days a week to pick up a kid from school and having to do that. Like, that is my idea of a nightmare. Sitting in a line of cars to pick up a kid from school when I'm like, you can't. You got fucking legs. It's not like you're the kid walking out on those crazy crutches or something like that with the arm brace. All right? You can walk normally. I mean, once I got home, if my kid was like, I'm going to walk like half a mile to the store, I'd be like, cool, have fun. I don't know. Isn't that fine? Is that not okay anymore? Like, can you not do that? Am I an old man who's like, why can't kids do this anymore? Why is it an old man to be like, I think if a kid wants to walk like a half a mile to the grocery store or whatever, to buy himself some Boston baked beans or any delicious candy, you know, from the Brock's Pick-A-Mix that we all know and love, that the hip youth love, why is that such a problem? But anyway, it's not really my problem. My problem is not like, oh, the youth today is soft. It's just, I look at that and I start having anxiety. You know what I mean? I start feeling like, holy fuck. This would be the worst. It would be the worst thing to have to do that. It's just like, whenever I think about having kids, those are the things I think about. I never think about, you know, the joy of blah, 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 or the, oh my gosh, when I came home and my kid was like, daddy's home, you know, or anything like that. I think about, I'm going to be sitting in the car, going fucking ape shit because I have to pick up my kid and I'm going to be doing this one day and be like, I have to do this, you know, I don't know how many school days there are a year. 200? I have to do this 200 times a year for the next 10 years or something. So, you know, 2,000 times I'll have to do this. I mean, holy shit. That would be tough. Also, every fucking school, every fucking study you read, and it's not like I'm, perusing a lot of these studies, which is to make the point of even I know this fact. Everything is like, kids should be starting school much, much later than they are. Like, they should start learning at, like, 10 a.m. or something. They start school at, like, 7:30 in the morning, right? Like, I'll go to visit these classes, and they start at, like, 7:45, 7:30, something like that. And it's just like, holy fuck. Why do they do this to you? And why do we just ignore? We ignore every piece of that. You know what I mean? Every piece of, here's what we should do to make our kids' lives not horrible. And we're like, eh, fuck it. Who cares? But think about the inconvenience of if your kid got out of school, you know, later than 3 o'clock, which is at minimum 2 hours earlier than most people get off work. That would be terribly inconvenient if your kid got off work slightly after you got off work. Did they call it work? I don't know. I hate school. Like, I hate school. It's funny that I ended up in a job. I never thought I would end up in a job where I was, like, back in a school, except for the brief time when I was studying to be a teacher. But, I mean, that didn't last. I think it's a good thing I didn't become a teacher, because I think I would become very, like, when I was a kid, I loved the summer, right? Because I didn't have to go to school. I think if I was a teacher, I would also love the summer and just be filled with sadness and rage when the summer was coming to an end, right? I'd just be like, fuck this, fuck everything, fuck everyone. And every summer it would just get a little worse. But what could I do? It's not like I could stop being a teacher, because I'd be like, well, no one else gets the summer off. So it's not like I could, what else could you do? It's the most summer off is teachers, and still, it wouldn't be enough. They would go faster and faster. I'd be more and more miserable. And that would be my life. So I think it's good in a way that I didn't end up there. But maybe it's bad. Because maybe it's like, yeah, you would have been miserable as the summer was ending every year. But you still would have had the summer off, whereas now you don't. I don't know. I can't decide what's worse. I think sabbatical is what you need. Radical sabbatical, where you just kind of have, I don't know, like a semester off or something. And you just have to make some kind of work. And then what you secretly do is you work on whatever this great work is. You work on it before your sabbatical even starts, so that you're done when your sabbatical begins. And then you're just like, look at this work I produced. But really, you were just working on it before you even left. And I say that because you could do it after or like at the end of the sabbatical. But I know that would be misery for me, because I would just... I mean, okay, I would go on sabbatical. Let's say it's 15 weeks. I'm not doing anything for the first 2 weeks, because I'd be like, fuck it, you're on sabbatical. Like, you don't need to do that. And then probably 3 weeks in, I'd be like, all right, Monday morning, you know, I'm going to get started. And I would. I would do some shit and be like, you got a good amount of shit done. And then I'd be like, that good amount of shit will carry me through for the next several months. And then this is how the downward spiral begins, right? I don't know. It's not good for me. I need to sort of be in a constant state of being beaten down, I think, in order to be effective or to... In order not to be effective, to continue through life without just putting a revolver in my mouth. Because if I don't see that it can be good, if I don't have to live... It's that moment when you're on vacation, you know, and you're like, maybe life isn't all about, like, these work projects. And, like, maybe this stuff that I worry about doesn't really matter. But then you're like, but it does, because I have to go back to it. So maybe it's about never experiencing that good thing. And then the bad thing just isn't bad. It's just what it... It's just life. It's just normal. So what else have we got today? I have a... new grocery store thing pissed me off. There's a, you know, they have the self-checkout at the grocery store. And they changed it now so that, all right, if I'm scanning bananas, if I say, here's a banana, and I put it through, I push in the code 4011, it's like, please bag your bananas. This pisses me off, and I don't know why. It's like, it's almost like the way the machine, and now I understand I'm reading the tone of a electronic voice, which is probably one of the more fruitless things you could do with your life. When it says that, I feel like, why you gotta show off, machine? It's like the machine just has to let me know that it knows that was a banana, sir. Oh, look how advanced we are with our knowledge of what the code is. I think it makes me mad because it's like a complete lack of understanding of how technology works. Because it's sort of like, I think it's to prove to idiots that the machine knows what it is. And I'm like, it doesn't know what a fucking banana is. It just knows that when you push in 4011, it says the word banana. It's not like it's a oh my God, well, this is Skynet. You know, this is the next step. It's like, no, we just made a voice that says bananas. And when you punch in 4011, it says bag your bananas, as opposed to broccoli or whatever the fuck it would say. It's just not... I hate it. I just hate it. It's this, like, complete non-recognition of what technology is and what, like, technology matters. I mean, some fucker somewhere had to waste a bunch of fucking time just creating this thing that does this thing that does not matter. Like, who gives a shit? Someone who works in the tech industry had to make this thing. For why? For what? There was nothing better they could have spent their time doing. I mean, you're making a natural sounding voice that can read things out loud. Why wouldn't you just make technology where it's like, you know, hey, we can record, we can take all of George Goodell's audiobooks he's recorded, and then, you know, create a technology where it makes it sound like his voice is narrating every single one. I mean, it's not perfect, right? But it's like, it's gotta be better than these fucking robotic-sounding voices that we've got now. Jesus Christ. I wrote this column about technology that would be nice to have for writing stuff. Like, invented, non-invented technology, or technology that doesn't exist yet, right? And one of the things I said was basically something that could read everything aloud, like that could turn any text and read it aloud, and it sounded good. And someone was like, Kindle has that. And I was like, no, it doesn't. It sounds like shit. Like, okay, yeah, if you want to say Kindle has it because it has something that's kind of like what I said. But that's the whole thing, right? I'm not really satisfied with, yeah, you could plug any text into just some box online and then have a terrifying voice read it out loud. That's not going to do anyone any good. What you need is something that sounds natural. Like, you need a machine that understands a natural speaking and reading pattern. Okay? So anyway, and the other one was, I was like, it would be nice if the, so, like, if you're trying to type on a phone, it's impossible, right? You can't really do that. But you could if the phone, if you could have a keyboard and a mouse. You need a mouse. I think people don't think you need a mouse, like, even with an iPad, but you totally do. Because if you're editing text, I mean, tapping and putting the cursor where you want it is so fucking tedious and stupid. And so, like, you need a mouse and a keyboard, right? And, I was like, well, it would be good if they had a mouse and keyboard. But the thing is, the mouse and the keyboard, they need to be like, they snap together and fold up and they're the size of the phone. Right? So when I'm carrying around my phone, I also have a mouse and keyboard with me and it's like no larger than the phone. And somebody, of course, was like, they have Bluetooth keyboards and mice that you can use on your phone. And I was like, no fucking shit. I know that. The mouse is bigger than my phone. The keyboard is definitely bigger. Okay? Like, this is the whole point. It's so crazy. Like, writing columns is so crazy because it always works this way. People who comment on the column either read the whole thing and really enjoyed it, or they read 10% of it, and then they're just pointing something out to you. Like, does this person really think I don't know about the existence of external keyboards and mice that work with a phone? Is that really what this person, like, it's almost as if, you know, when you're making a comment on something, especially if you're informing somebody of something or correcting someone, maybe a good question to ask yourself is, do I really think this person doesn't know this already? Do I really think that? Am I commenting because I'm like, oh, I'll inform this person of this thing and they'll be like, wow, I didn't know that, thanks. Or am I commenting because I'm like, someone has said something that I find incorrect and therefore I need to correct it. I'm the one. I am like from the Matrix, I am the one. In quotation marks, and I need to make sure that this wrong is righted. Because I just have no patience for that. Like, who fucking cares? Who cares? If I read an article and someone says, oh, I wish there was a dictation software out there, you know, I would think to myself, well, there's Dragon Dictation, and Google Docs has a dictation feature. But overall, I would just be... I wrote an entire column on using the Google Docs dictation feature. I probably still wouldn't comment because I'd be like, well, who cares? Like, if this person wrote this, I can't believe that someone wrote an article or a column about, you know, I wish there was dictation software out there and did not Google whether or not this exists, right? That cannot be true. And the reason it can't be true, and the reason I don't believe it's true, is this. Okay, one, if you have the technical ability to put a column online, you have the technical ability to Google search. It would take an amazingly narrow skill set that has the depth and ability to post a column online and format it and do all those things, and does not have the ability to Google search. I don't really believe that individual exists. Having done both of these things many times, it's almost impossible that one exists without the other. But the other thing, number two, number B, number whatever, is that I think people sometimes do this because if you write a column like that, if I write a column that's like, oh, dictation doesn't exist, a bunch of people will come and comment on the site, right? Like, a bunch of people will come and say, whoa, 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 yes, it does. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, they'll come, they'll read it to be pissed off and, you know, read it to be like, what a fucking moron. And then they'll tell me what exists, right? And I think there's a, you know, we're always bitching about fake news and stuff. And it's like, yeah, but this is how we're part of it. I mean, we're part of it because when someone posts something like that, and we waste our time going there, we're a part of it. You have to admit it. You're part of the whole problem. If someone posts something like that that's just stupid, where you're like, well, they're either stupid or they're trying to manipulate me and get me to comment on something that I shouldn't comment on, either one of those things equals something that you just shouldn't pay attention to, right? Like, you just don't need to pay any attention to it. I don't care if my father invented fucking dictation software, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, you're dishonoring his legacy because you're not acknowledging that this has already been invented. I'd be like, eh, I don't fucking care. I mean, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. I don't know how I got off on this whole thing. Keyboard, the mouse, the foldables, all this shit. Ugh. Well, we're back in golfing season. Our tournament is coming up. Our first tournament. Now, this is the more relaxed one, by which I mean less relaxed. And then we've got another one and got some surprises in store. But we're trying to come up with our team sort of theme. And one idea we came up with was to each dress like very branded, right? Like I wear all Titleist shit. And then the other one was maybe we should make up our own brands, you know, like Entitleist, which everyone liked. And then I came up with my own brand that's called Count Golfula. And it's basically mixing the world of Halloween and golf in terms of apparel and golf balls and stuff. And I liked this idea more than anyone else. But I think it's because, you know, I love Halloween. And also, I just think it's funnier. I think, you know, Entitleist is like, oh, that's clever. I think the idea of, but wearing that shit all day, it's just like I'm wearing it. You know what I mean? I'm not really doing anything. Whereas Count Golfula, that's like an all-day endeavor. You know, you can have a cape on. You can wear fangs at some point. You can have bats. You can have golf balls that are like jack-o'-lanterns, which I've seen. Already exist. Like, all this shit already exists, right? You just have to use it. So, I don't know. Also, the only fun golf tees out there are basically naked chicks who are either head-first in the ground, so they're naked bodies, or they are feet-first in the ground with no head, because that's where you put the golf ball. And they look like naked Barbies. They're not like... I'd like them to be a little more anatomically, you know, explicit. Is that a word that works there? A little more anatomical? Anatomological?